Blog Talk Radio.
City Radio, but you've reached Tracy, the head chick in charge, and Miss Angela.
I love it. I haven't heard that in so long.
How are you, love bunny?
I'm fucking exhausted, but I'm here.
Fucking exhausted? Why are you fucking exhausted? Were you fucking?
Oh, God, I wish. No, I'm not that lucky.
No, yeah, I know, yeah, you're adorable.
No. It's been a long day.
Bullshit, man.
It's been a long week, actually. Jesus, I keep forgetting it's fucking hump day.
How could you forget?
I don't fucking know, dude. I thought it was like Monday.
We're not being humped, that's why we forget.
True that.
Bitter single lady day. Thanks for reminding me.
Yes, thank you for constantly reminding me that it's not going to happen. I appreciate it.
That's awesome. And it can't even happen like solo for, what is it, 23 more days?
Yeah, something like that.
Did you already break?
No.
Liar.
God.
I know.
What are you talking about? I would never do that. I know.
Never. You know
what? No.
I have a good question. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Why does
Oh, God.
Touch?
What?
I have a lot more questions, but the first question I have tonight is, why does bad touch feel so good?
Because it's fucking amazing. Yeah.
Why do they call it bad touch if it feels good? It should be like bad touch if it doesn't feel good. That doesn't make any sense. That's like when you hit your funny bone and it's supposed to be funny and it's not. It hurts. I don't understand. Doesn't make any sense. I want to know who the asshole was that created that.
Probably I have no fucking idea, dude.
Probably the same jackass that created periods and not just like a messenger to drop off a note being like, hey, guess what? You're not pregnant. Have a good day. Awesome.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So what else is new? What's going on?
I went to Antistar's CD release party.
Yeah.
Hosted by the lovely 93X.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, are those guys a lot more now?
Who?
Antistar.
No, they're not on 93X. It was just hosted by 93X. The CD release party was. They're just... Yeah. We're not going to talk about 93X because we're not 93X. We're better. Anyways,
well, yeah,
that's just a really bad topic. That's just a really bad topic. But the CD release party was awesome. I had never seen Gabriel in the Apocalypse before, so that was fun. I never saw My Zero before, so that was fun. Antistar put on a good show, as they always do.
Mm-hmm.
It's really actually, like, how do I say this? Without sounding really retarded. I can't even say it without sounding retarded. So, basically how I see it is we've watched Antistar go from, you know, just being Antistar and, like, slowly coming onto the scene, and then we watched him do the Battle of the Bands last year, and they didn't make it. Cold Kingdom did. But to watch them go from, like, where they were last year to this year is, like, that mom feeling, I guess. Like, watching your kids grow up, I don't know. Like, it was so cool. And, you know, fuck the Antistar. They leave their freaking hearts on the stage every single time they play. I have watched them play in front of 10 people, 20 people, to hundreds of people, and it's just such a good feeling to, like, watch them, like, believe in someone's music so much and watch them go so mm-hmm. far so fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think, honestly, just from doing a couple interviews with them, it really has a lot to do with the band itself. I mean, it's...
Yeah, they're so humble.
Guys.
Yeah, they're, like, so humble. And that's, like, I mean, I've talked to a couple bands here and there, and, like, some of them can be so snarky and, like, oh, well, you know, we're better, and we're better than this, and we're better than that. And it's like, you know, these guys, they are very humble with every single small or big opportunity that they get. So,
yeah.
Which is why they're called Antistar, because they don't like being considered anything more than who they are. So, yeah, they're badasses. I love those guys.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
So you missed a good show. You missed a really good show.
I know. But I was
volunteering.
I know. I had to change someone's diaper, so believe me, I was questioning what I did, but she did great, so it was worth it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, every once in a while, you know, I like to do something nice. Throws people off. Then they don't know what I'm doing next. Mm-hmm. Like, if I do a couple good deeds, then, you know, when I go and blow up somebody's car / a tire, they're like, well, you know, she was good last week, so kind of balances out.
It balances out.
Yin and yang. You know, nobody can be good all the time. I just don't get
caught. No, definitely not. Absolutely.
So yeah. I got two watch a football scrimmage that I was texting you about.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm, yep. Like I said, I wish you were there, but after seeing one person in particular, I was very glad that you weren't there. It's just like,
yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Well, then I would feel like I'd have to protect you, and it's just, yeah. What?
There's no protecting me. When it comes to certain situations, I flip the fuck out.
Oh, I know.
But I'm a good person. Promise.
You are. Praise Jesus. You know, I am ordained, so I can just forgive you. I can repent your sins. Just, you know,
fuck, yes.
We'll just let them go. So I was having a discussion last week with my oldest daughter. And I was asking her, I was like, so let me get this straight. I can be an asshole 6 days a week. I can go to church on Sunday, ask for forgiveness, and that wipes out my dick behavior the entire week. And then I just get a clean slate and I get to start over. She's like, well, it doesn't really work like that. I'm like, so what's the point? I'm like, so I go and sit in a pew, have somebody preach. I ask for forgiveness, give them my money, and I get nothing in return. She's like, well, she's like, you know, it's, you know, to have a pastor, you know, preaching the word. I was like, well, I'm ordained. She's like, well, mom, you could just do weddings. I said, no, ma'am. I can do everything. Earthing.
No. Not to fret.
Right? Fear not, my pet. I can do it all. So then I started thinking, I was like, I should start a church.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Imagine. Can you imagine? It wouldn't be like an unchurch, because it'd be like a church of shut up. I mean, I could have pastors or reverend or whatever you want. I mean, we'll get you ordained. You be reverend.
Oh, yeah, because that's exactly what the fuck I need to be ordained.
You know, I could help you out. So we can be
ordained. I am not equipped to be ordained.
Why? Bet you could.
I am too much of a rebel to be ordained, and I think you have to, like, believe in God and such. So, yeah, I'm not equipped.
Beautiful thing. Like, we could just start a church to encourage people to question.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I am not equipped.
Very interesting arguments about it.
Yeah, no. No. I, no.
Sure? Oh, well.
I suddenly became an Alvin. Hell to the no.
All right, so I want to play a game. Kind of.
Oh, good. Good.
I know. We're gonna play Would You Rather.
Oh, okay.
Not like a super like Would You Rather like wipe yourself with poison ivy or, you know, go to church. Not like that. Well, actually, that would be a legit question. Fuck, never mind. Well, whatever. We'll figure it out along the way. All right, you ready? This could be fun.
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, it'll be informative, kind of.
Okay.
So,
hit me with your best shot.
If anybody wants to get to know Angela, it's about to happen. Okay. All right. Let's start out with a fluffy question. Would you rather make love or fuck?
Oh, God. Depends on the situation.
Really? God, you're getting saucy.
Yes. No, it does. It depends on the situation because you could fuck all day long and pull hair and slap asses and grab tits and suck on nipples and shit.
Right.
But it takes a special person to actually, like, lay down and, like, look into someone else's eyes and, I don't know, make love, like, slow sex and junk. But, yeah,
wow.
It really depends on the situation.
Is it bad that I'm actually sitting here trying to remember the last time that happened?
Oh, fuck. It's so good because there's like certain people listening, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is awesome.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, like, okay, sidebar, how are your nips doing? Because I know you had them redone, and it was like, have you had any more loofah incidents?
I have not had any more loofah incidents. That is the worst. I am telling you, I have had my nipples pierced twice now. And I did not flinch either time that I've gotten them pierced. But get one of them fuckers hooked onto a loofah, and, like, you literally, like, oh, my God, that's, like, the worst pain in the world. Ugh.
There's not a chance in hell I would ever do that. I am confident in saying that. Never. What's some more would you rather? I can't say car or truck because that's easy. Can't say jeans or a skirt because I already know that one. Beef or chicken?
What?
Beef or chicken?
Oh, beef or chicken.
Yep.
I would have to go with chicken, although I cannot tolerate the smell of chicken.
Okay.
If I'm eating chicken and I can like smell it, I like, ugh. It doesn't matter how many spices you put on chicken, it still has this like unique gross smell. But yeah, I don't know. Oh. I'm weird about smells. Don't judge me.
Okay. All right. Since you're all fluffy bunny now, I might not actually know the answer. So.
Oh, my God. How are you a fluffy fucking bunny? I'm not a fluffy bunny.
Because you said that you would make love with somebody. That's like cooties.
I didn't say any particular person. I just said in general.
I know. Normally, I just don't.
Fluffy bunny. Wow. I've never been called a fluffy bunny before.
Fluffy bunny.
That's the first.
Okay. Another question. It's just a question. Would you ever have another fuck trophy?
Ever have a fuck trophy? Oh, a child. I'm like, wait, what the fuck are you talking about? Hell, motherfucking no. I am good on babies. I am getting too old for that shit.
You're only 30, dude. Well, you're gonna be 30.
I'm not even 30, I'm 29, goddammit!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just hang on to that for a little while. Cling to that little piece that you got left. It's okay, 30 doesn't hurt.
30's fucking ridiculous, and I'm not a fucking fluffy bunny, so shut the fuck up. I'm telling you, like, have you not basically, like, just ravaged somebody's fucking body and fucked the shit out of them? I have.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can't tell me that you've never had slow sex with somebody and it meant something. So therefore, how does that make said Angela a fucking fluffy bunny?
Because I honestly am sitting here trying to figure out the last time I had that with anybody.
It's not all it's supposed to be. You know, you really gotta watch out for the fucking phony people, though, because there's the phony people that are like, oh, yeah, like, I really like you, and blah, 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 and I'm gonna make your whole life fucking incredible, and it's gonna be great and fantastic and all kinds of rainbow and sunshine and fucking unicorns. Well, guess what? The people that say that shit are fucking liars, because actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, exactly. Any time that they
don't play, even get me started on that thing. Oh, my God.
Oh my God, baby, I'm going to be so good to you. Our lives are going to be so amazing. We're going to get married. It's going to be beautiful.
So
blah, 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 fucky blah. Bullshit.
Yeah. You're going to have to be, like, pretty much, you're going to have to be a special kind of fucking somebody to even, like, try and get anywhere with me. Because, fuck you. That's why.
Exactly. I think that is a very accurate
Very, very sure. Very accurate answer. Exactly.
I'm just going to sit here and drink my H2O all bitter about this whole conversation. Go back to your fucking questions.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else? Oh. Would you rather get oral or give oral?
Oh! Can I just pick 69 for the win?
You know what? That's absolutely an option. Everyone wins at that point.
Because giving and receiving of oral is fucking amazing. However, I thoroughly enjoy giving head. I think it is fucking amazing. If I can get a guy off with my fucking mouth, that turns me on more than anything. However, in doing said thing, now this is where I've been told, like, I'm different, and I don't know if girls just suck at life or what their fucking problem is, but if a woman masturbates while giving head, that makes everything better for everybody. I have been the chick that will be masturbating myself, and I will look at the guy and be like, can you please just fuck my mouth? And people think it's crazy. I don't know why that's crazy. I think it's fucking amazing. I don't mind a guy fucking my mouth. I think it's great.
I'm
but
just gonna
apparently other people are like, that's fucking weird and you're disgusting. Well, you know what? Call me what you want to, but I haven't had any fucking complaints.
Okay, first of all, that is absolutely not part of making love. I am confident in that.
So apparently it's not making love if a guy fucks your mouth.
No, that is absolutely not. That is not fluffy at all. That's like questionable.
Are you taking back the fluffy bunny comment?
well, we'll see. Because that was actually that's a very interesting suggestion. Perhaps if I'm ever in that situation, that could be an option. I mean, I won't rule it out. I'll marinate on that idea and, you know, whatever. Think about it. Again, if I ever got into that situation, I guess I'd be so confused. They really look at you? Like in your eyes?
Yeah, okay.
At the same time, both of
while I'm giving them head, while I'm giving them head, or while they're fucking me.
Okay. All right, I'm also gonna go on record and say if you're giving them head, chances are it's probably not making love. I've seen the movies where it's like all slow and it's like bunch. No, that's not even that.
Oh god.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know, like. Giving head's fucking amazing. I don't know what chicks' problems are, but it's great.
Okay, where is the most interesting place you have done it?
Well, I've done it at a national park on a sidewalk while people were walking by while I was in a skirt. I have done it in the car. I've done it in the ocean. I've done it.
Okay, wait. Okay, time out. You know I'm slow with this stuff. In the ocean?
Yes.
Okay. I have questions.
I knew this was coming.
were you on a floaty? Did you have arm floats? Did you have a life preserver? Were you underwater? I mean, can you breathe underwater? Are you a mermaid?
Okay,
I have so many questions.
I had my legs wrapped around his waist in the water, and he slid my stuff over, and there you go. I don't know. Slide it right on in.
Okay. You're going to have to draw me a picture because I was just, like, not...
Ah, God!
This is like full power. You're gonna have to like. I'm gonna need a demonstration because I'm not fully comprehending that.
You literally like you're floating. Like you're in the water, so you're light anyways. So therefore, when you're like I don't know, there's something about the ocean and sex. It's just fun. You are already wet.
And you get salt in your hoo-ha. Wouldn't that burn? What if there was a jellyfish? How would you explain a jellyfish stinger in your hoo-ha? Oh, well, you see, my ass was hanging out. The jellyfish came along and stung me. And
I don't know. You just do it. It's fun.
Okay. Well, the one time I was in the ocean, I did not have that experience. I was actually figuring out, and I was pissed off because it looked like bath water, and it's not. It's not like bath water. It's fucking cold. So I was kind of like, well, this is some bullshit. And then I was snorkeling, and then the fucking photographer, like, threw a bunch of fish at me, so I was kind of pissed off about that. Bad deal. Okay, so now I'm, like, I'm just trying to visualize this now. Okay, so the ocean. Are you getting water up your nose? I have so many questions. Do you plug
No, you're not getting water up your nose. You literally are,
but there's waves.
Like, straddling the person. As you're, like, lightweighted in the water, and you just fucking, like, they slide your quote-unquote panties over, as somebody texted me, and they slide your dick in. Like, it's great. I mean, really, like, there's something really sexual about two wet bodies being, you know, like, in the water. I don't know. I cannot be in a pool. I cannot be in a shower. Or a tub, or an ocean, while
a
like with a fucking other body. Like, I can't help it. There's something about water, and like, yeah, I just have to have sex when it's like wet skin. I don't know.
Okay. So what you're saying, I bought a hot tub, and we had hot tub confessions. Like halfway through the show, you'd be on some dude like going to town.
I can't help it. Yes, probably. It's like, I don't know. Like,
I would have to drain the hot tub because I would pee myself. Y'all would be sitting there because I would die laughing. I'd be like, oh, there she goes. Look at her go. Water makes her. Were you
alive? Yeah. Was I a what?
Are you a water sign? You're Gemini. Is that a water
sign? I'm a Gemini.
I don't know.
I keep getting conflicted things every time people find out I'm a Gemini. They're like, oh, shit. Like, I'm not fucking scary. I don't know who I am. I get a little fucking nasty once in a while because I don't like people, but...
Right. Well, I'm just... Again, just trying to, like, figure this out. So water turns you on, like any water, like a slip and slide?
Ooh, no, because, no, not a slip and slide. I've not had sex on a slip and slide. I've had sex in a lot of places, but not on a slip and slide.
Huh. Why not?
I don't know. I have a slip and slide. I could surely make it happen. A slip and slide with soap, however...
Again, then we're involving soap in the hoo-ha, and then you got, like, things going on. And... Do you have snakes in your yard?
Ooh. Yes, there's snakes in my yard. I live in a fucking country. Are you serious?
Well, I do, too. Every once in a while, they get in my fucking house, and I hate that.
Ugh.
No, I'm just trying to, like, visualize, like, having sex on the ground in the middle of the field, and all of a sudden, like, hey, I just
that's how you get wood tick.
Gross, God. Could you get a wood tick in your hoo ha?
Yes, you can get a wood tick in your hoo ha, dude. Okay, so let me tell you a quick story about wood ticks. So there's this guy I was friends with. We lived in Virginia Beach, right? And he like went on some sort of fucking like kayaking adventure and ended up with like a wood tick. Now. I'm not sure how the fuck said male didn't know that there was a wood tick on, like, the undershaft of his fucking penis. and he ended up with Lyme disease. Yeah, like, how do you fucking not know you have a wood tick on your fucking dick? Like, seriously? Come
Maybe
on.
He didn't touch it. Maybe he was on a hiatus from playing with himself. I don't know. Maybe he's a challenge. He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to work out that muscle. I don't know why. It's going to fall off. It's lonely. It's just going to jump and run.
That's you never know. Apparently, penises are sad and lonely.
Exactly. He's sad.
Oh, my God. This show gets harder and harder the more friends that I have that listen to it, because I just can't stop laughing at the comments that come through. So ask me another question, Miss Tracy. Get to know fucking Angela tonight all of a sudden.
All right. Oh, I know. Would you ever go on a blind date?
Fuck no. I don't have time for that. God, no. I'm not desperate.
Chicken. Hey, I'm not desperate.
No, I'm not a chicken. I just have fucking standards.
Other people are trying to set me up, and it's kind of like freaking me out because it never works. Because
what
the fuck is this?
What?
Okay.
Go for it.
I just got an email that says, no, screw you, couch. What? Is that even fucking English?
No, I don't know. Anyway.
What's another good one? See, I already know a lot about you, so I could just ask stuff that I already know.
All right, go for it.
People could get to know you.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wait. No, okay. I got a good one. Okay. So, you're pretty open with the fact that you're very sexual. Now.
Oh, God.
Here's my question. Would you rather have a threesome with two guys or a guy and another girl?
Oh, God.
Or option three, two other girls.
Ah, fuck. You had to throw in the fucking wrench, didn't you?
When I'm with a dude,
I want him to be in control, but when I am with a chick, I'm the one that wants to be in control. So, that would depend, I guess.
Okay. On?
I don't know. Depends on what the female looks like. No, I don't know. That's a tough one.
I mean, obviously we're going to assume she's not ugly and the dude is also attractive, but there could be a second woman who could be an option. So would you rather have, or another guy?
Bitches are crazy. Bitches are crazy. So that would be hard to dominate two females at the same time.
True, that would be a whole lot of Twister, like, gone bad.
I am up for a challenge, however.
Okay, and then I have questions about threesomes. Okay, so, now, with threesomes, how do they start? I've never been...
Are you serious right now?
I've never been in the situation.
Is this like a serious question?
Yeah. I mean, is it like a discussion or does it just like happen?
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
Normally. normally it's discussed beforehand because, I mean, that happens. But if you're going to just be, like, having a drunken stupor, like, then it just, like, all right, let's all go to the bedroom.
Hmm. Interesting. So in social settings, what you're saying is if I don't want to be in that situation, just, like, keep my eyes open and make sure no one's following us. Be like, oh, I do that? Is that obvious? All of a sudden, like,
I was just told alcohol. That's how threesomes start. That is true. Most of my threesomes start with alcohol.
Oh, okay. All right.
Although the last one didn't. The last one was discussed.
Okay. All right. Now I have more questions. Most?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can we ballpark how many? Like, less than 20?
What are you talking about?
Threesomes. I'm trying to figure it out.
What about them?
I'm trying to now figure out how many you've had.
Oh, how many threesomes I've had? Let me think. Oh, God.
One,
two, four. I've had four.
Okay. So what was the best?
The last one.
Okay. What made it the best?
We pretty much let him have control over what he wanted done and seen.
Oh.
My hands are getting, like, sweaty. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is too entertaining. Let's see, what else? What other questions do I have?
I was so tired when I started this show. I'm, like, suddenly really awake.
Imagine that.
How many cigarettes am I going to smoke during this podcast? Okay.
So, okay. Now, I would like you to describe. We're gonna switch it up for a minute, and we're gonna. I want you to describe your perfect date.
My perfect date.
Yep.
I am, like, the easiest person in the world to date. This is where, like, the man chick comes in me. The perfect date would be totally, God, steak and beer, super easy. I don't like going out to dinner. I don't like fucking getting all dressed and pretty and bullshit. That's stupid and retarded. I hate cards. I can't have chocolate. Flowers are fucking ridiculous. So if we go to the store, pick out a steak, because who really needs a side when you have a really good steak? And get a case of beer and literally just, like, grill and eat and, like, I don't fucking know, watch the sun go down and have a bonfire. Like, that's totally my thing.
And that would be
super easy. That is the perfect date.
Okay, now describe your perfect man.
Oh, God.
You can go.
Is there such thing?
Well, in Barbie head Ken, so.
They don't even talk.
So you can describe him physically, personality-wise, or combination? Go.
I don't have a type. Fair. Although I have been told that the type have the guy has to have facial hair.
Okay, so that's a start. So he's got to have facial.
I don't know. They gotta be at least a little bit taller than me.
Right, you just tall to ride this ride.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know. It really matter as long as they're fucking cool and chill. I don't care.
Okay, but I mean, there's lots of people like that. But what attracts you to someone?
their personality and who they are as a person. A shitbag? I don't fucking know.
Okay, now I'm just trying to think of what else people would want to know. We've covered a lot of ground. Okay, now, if someone were to send you flowers, even though you say you don't like them, you're full of shit because you're a fluffy bunny, what kind of flowers would you like? You're a fluffy bunny.
I don't like flowers. Flowers die.
Yeah, well, so does everybody else.
Yeah, well, flowers are ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they're still pretty and they smell nice. So what do you want? Roses, daisies, carnations, some baby's breath, dandelions, orchids.
That's a real question. Like, I really don't like flowers. I've got allergies. I don't like flowers.
Oh, my God. Don't.
I really don't like flowers. Like, I don't know. I think, like, the flowers that pop up on my tree are pretty cool, but, like, I don't fucking know. I'm not a flower connoisseur.
But you don't have to be. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is black, and that's not a color. It's a shade.
Okay.
If I had to pick, like, an actual color, I guess I would go with green, because my eyes are green, and only, like, 2% of the population have green eyes. So, I win.
There you go. See? Now I'm getting you back. I win. Okay,
I don't know.
Oh, I know. Okay, I have a fan-fucking-tastic question. All right,
how the fuck did this turn on me? How did this turn into Get to Know Angela Knight? This is so not fair.
I think it needed to happen.
Oh, good. Could have warned me. I appreciate it.
No, I'm not going to warn you, because then you're going to be like, I'm so sick. I'm dying. Can't. Sorry. Fuck off. Okay, so now lots of people know what they think is you. If you could tell people a few key things that they might not know from stalking you on Facebook or seeing you at, you know, an event, what is it about you would like people to know?
God, I fucking hate you. Jesus Christ. Let's see what people might not know about me. That I'm actually a really nice person, and I have a good heart, and I go above and beyond for everybody else, and I don't let... I'm empathetic, so when people tell me a lot of their issues or have problems, like, I sometimes tend to take that on as myself. So I emotionally get drained very easily. I would give my last $10 to somebody who needed it,
mm-hmm.
even if it's gonna hurt me.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I don't know.
There's something that makes you different from other people that people don't necessarily know.
I'm intuitive.
There you go. Do you want to tell everybody what your gifts are?
And that no.
Doesn't mean fail. It just means she knows things.
It doesn't mean that I give incredible head. No, I'm very intuitive. Like, I know and see things before other people do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. See, that's not it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know, that's why I make you do it.
I just choose not to bring up certain topics.
I know. Why is that? You should. It'd be cool. I would.
No.
Hey,
oh,
by the way, have you been working with that tarot deck that I gave you?
Yeah.
Awesome, right? I have mine sitting on my counter. I actually saw at White Buffalo that they had a whole bunch more, and I was like, ooh, maybe I should get some more. But that's okay. Because you know what else I found? I found Steve's studio. So we will once again, very soon, be in studio space. So you will have to stare at me again.
Oh, darn.
I know. I'm so sad. I should be an asshole and see if I can get one of those blow-up hot tubs. Just stick it in the studio.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. No.
I would seriously, like, die laughing. That would be amazing.
Oh, you're terrible.
You know how many people would want to come and see our studio then? You're like, yeah, we got a hot tub. Whatever. You know, it's cool.
No.
That'd be awesome. Oh my God, I would just sit there and laugh the entire time. I'd be useless. Every show, I'd just be like,
you're fucking awesome.
I know, and I'm totally okay with that. Hey, other question.
Oh God.
Now, after you got your nipples pierced, was it painful to wear a bra? Do you gotta like tape them or something?
Like, no.
How does that work?
You just put a bra on like usual?
Doesn't it hurt? Does it have to be like a special kind? Or like what?
No. You have to wear like a sports bra to bed for a couple days. That's about it.
How much is it to have that done? You know, to have your fucking nipples, which, blah, by the way.
$60.
Really?
Yep.
$60 to have metal drill through your nipples. I could do it for less. I would pass out, but, like, it's still, you know, an option. Not really. I'd be awful at it. And I'm totally okay with that. I'm absolutely comfortable with that. I also couldn't pierce my tongue. That could never happen either. Is there any part of your body that you would not be able to do?
No.
Is there anything that freaks you out?
No.
Where you're just like, hell no, hell no, hell no.
I mean, I would never get, like, one of them things, dermal's done. Like, I could never do that.
To get what?
I could never do dermals.
Okay, what's that?
That's where they take, like, a chunk of your skin out and, like, put a needle through and, like, it's, like, implanted into your skin.
Oh. Why do people do that? I saw a guy that wanted
The only way to get those removed. The only way to get that shit removed is to have it surgically done.
Fuck that.
Props to those who can do it. I could not. I cannot be one of them. Hail now.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Tracy, how come you'll never have a threesome?
Because I don't like to share. Next. Go ahead. Fire away. You got 10 minutes. Go ahead. Ask away. Go ahead.
Would Tracy ever make love again?
Oh, dear God. Oh, God. Luffy fucking bunny. I honestly don't know. I wouldn't say no, but I don't know. I guess, like I said, I mean, I literally have not done that in years, so. Next question.
What's your favorite flower? Gross.
Fire and ice roses. Next.
Why?
Have you seen fire and ice roses? Oh my god, they are. Oh my god. Okay, well, they're all unique, and there's no two alike. They're stunning because it's a white base with red on top, but the red like bleeds down. They are ridiculously gorgeous, and they're hard to find and expensive, but they are so gorgeous. They're just, yeah.
Huh.
Mhm. Yeah. I have expensive tastes when someone wants to attempt to woo me.
If it's glitter and perfume, Tracy's in.
I like sparkly shit.
Gross. The herpes of all makeup and or art, whatever the fuck you want to call it. That's disgusting.
I have glitter everything, like literally glitter everything. Body spray.
It was really funny because I brought my friend Nikki to this stupid event that I had to go to this weekend. And, or last weekend, or was it this weekend? Last weekend, whatever the fuck it was. And her and I are polar opposites. Like, I am so not about the glitter and sunshine and rainbows like she is. And she's, like, talking to, like, my ex's family, and she's like, oh my god, I just love sparkle and sunshine, and look, like, I really love glitter. And she's, like, showing off her purse. I'm just like, oh my god, shut up. This is horrible. Like, keep your purse away from me. Like, that's just so wrong. Ugh. No. No. And they're all looking at me like, this is your friend? Like, what the fuck?
Why? Any more questions?
Yeah, no. I just don't know how you wear heels all the time. I could not do that.
Oh, they're amazing.
I can do wedges. Like, I've got, like, leather wedges and, like, leather boots, but I cannot. No.
I can wear stiletto heels, 6-inch stiletto heels on ice and not fall.
Well, yeah, because you got a fucking dagger in your foot. Of course you're not going to fall.
Fucking awesome. It's like traction.
Who needs boots when you got stilettos?
Stilettos are the cleat of heels.
So I was thinking about doing burlesque dancing.
Oh my god, yes. Do it.
Yeah. I'm considering on becoming a burlesque dancer.
Awesome.
I know. You think they would allow me in with all my tattoos?
Yeah, they will.
There's got to be, like, a rocker chick burlesque dancer. Come on.
I know. Okay, one of the girls that she used to work for me at the bar, she did burlesque. And she's beautiful. She's got tattoos and long hair. Total rocker chick. Total rocker chick.
I mean, I did dancing for years. That's something you don't know about me. I was in gymnastics. I was in cheerleading. And I was in dance.
See?
So, I can dance. I can. I can't, I could, I don't know, I could twerk if I really wanted. I twerk when I blow dry my hair, but.
See?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was really, like, I've been really considering it. I came across a burlesque dancer at a show, and she's like, you've got a rockin' body. Like, you should totally become a burlesque dancer.
Do it. I will come and support you.
Okay.
Hey, if you need somebody to lower it like it's warm, not drop it like it's hot, I'm in. I've also offered my services to not be like Tony Katane on the car hood for a music video. Like, you don't want me to do that? I could totally do the white girl shuffle in the back. I could nail that.
I could nail that.
I can nail the white girl shuffle. Well, it's not my fault. I was trained in ballet and tap. So, like, blame my mom. Like, I can't twerk.
Yeah.
My body just doesn't do that. My body
The last time that I headbanged while blow drying my hair, I fucking nailed my head on the blow dryer and I gave myself a welt. It's like, God damn it! Like, did that just fucking happen right now? I'm like, all right, no more headbanging. We're gonna twerk. So I listen to rap music and I twerk.
Nice.
I gotta do something.
Okay. You know what? I can't even judge because was it yesterday in the shower? Totally rocking out. But I was thinking of, okay, this sounds weird. I was thinking of you because I was listening to Journey. While in the shower, but I was like,
yeah, because who does that? If you don't think of me when you listen to Journey at this point, you would just suck at life.
I know. Exactly. But yeah, no, I was in the shower and I was totally rocking out the Journey. Oh my God, this is Angela's jam! So yeah, you're welcome. I thought I was in the shower. There you go.
Well, you know, someone's got to think of me in the shower.
You're welcome.
Yes. Dreams have been made. People are thinking of me in the shower.
Exactly.
Women.
I know. If only I was doing something like Dirty Dirty at the time, then it would be a lot more appropriate, but it wasn't. I was shampooing. Shampoo twice, condition once. You know, that's how I roll.
But that's what I do, too.
Well, I did it with a game. So I was all like, yeah, word.
Oh, God, you and your Ebonics. Here we go.
I know. And I nail it every time. Everyone's like, where's she from? I'm like, dude, I'm from the main street of Ramsey. Because I only got one lane going each way.
Oh, my God, you're funny.
Right.
Oh, did you see that Nuisance, Apathy Syndrome, and Straitjacket are playing 2 days before my birthday?
No, I did not.
I intend not to be sober by the end of that.
Awesome.
I want to remember most of the night, but yes, I'm so fucking excited for that.
Well, we got 30 seconds left in the show. Got anything to say?
Come to Slapshot in River Falls, Wisconsin on Saturday and find me.
There you go.
Because I'm going to sing on stage.
Are you?
I am.
15 seconds.
You're fucking retarded.
No, I'm not. All right, well, everybody find us on Facebook. I don't even have time to say everything. I'm not gonna. I got nothing.
What a great fucking show. Oh my God.
I know, right? That was awesome.
Join the AOW. There you go. Tracy, join the AOW.
How much does it cost? Then I can say I'm in a gang.
It depends on what shirt you want.
Oh, is it level? Can I level up if I buy a hoodie?
You can buy a hoodie.
I want to be like a Grand Master Marshal, hoo-haw, bebop, queen bee.
You need to get educated on the AOW. That's what you need. You need education.
Well, I'm trying to get educated. That's why I was asking you questions. But it was more so about threesomes because I don't understand them. Not like I'm ever going to do one because, I mean, let's be realistic. It's me. And I'd be like, what are you doing? What's going on here? They'd be like, I'm just leaving you alone. That'd be me.
Yeah.
I'd be awful at it. I'm comfortable with them.
Yeah, buddy.
So, I have this idea. And I came up with the idea when I was in the doctor's office today. And I have been reading a lot about juicing.
Mm-hmm.
How evidently juicing in certain, like juicing certain ingredients together is supposed to reset your body and re-alkalize it, which if you have like a variety of ailments, it's supposed to, your body's pretty much supposed to reset itself. Now, I am fascinated by this idea that your body could reset itself, including like fixing thyroid issues. And I mean, some people have said it cures cancer or whatever. I'm not going to go that far and say, I'm going to cure cancer. I'm not even going to do that. I just want to be like, look, I'm going to, you know, get you your high school metabolism back. That's kind of the way that I want to go. So what I want to do is I'm kind of going to experiment the next, I don't know, week or so on myself.